with us today. You know, whenever we get out of here and kind of go about our day, I have a list of things that I want to do, and then something happens. And something did happen yesterday. In case you didn't see it, there was a shooting yesterday in Minneapolis. And obviously, the circumstances are extremely sad, but man, we're starting to really realize, not starting, we already knew, there's a lot of dumb people out there. We're going to sift through the nonsense, the propaganda, and obviously what's being pushed right now, because if you live in Minnesota, you're looking for a distraction if you're a Democrat, and you just found one. And so they're trying their very best to pivot, but you can't let up. You can't let the distraction settle in. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to make sure that does not happen. So buckle up. We got a big show for you today. We're also going to be talking to Gary Bregman. Now, he is a former DHS agent, Border Patrol. If you're not familiar with Bregman's story, well, he was actually thrown in prison for 2 years because of civil rights violations. President Trump actually pardoned him. Well, he's going to be joining the show today to react to what we saw unravel yesterday. And obviously, he's got a lot to say because he understands better than anyone on how bad these things can take place and how they try to go after these officers, go after these agents. This is really the goal here. I mean, we're hearing Democrats calling for the agent who was almost ran over, was physically hit by the car, by the way, was almost ran over twice, because he was apparently hit, and this is what everyone's missing out on, back in June of 2025 by another radical left-wing terrorist. So bear with me. There's a lot to dive into, and he'll be with us to kind of sift through all of that. We'll also have Mark Mitchell on the show today as well, and Mark's got a lot to say in regards to a couple of really important polls that are letting us know how the nation truly feels about some very, very critical issues like Venezuela, obviously, and, you know, Minnesota. So a lot to go over with that. But in the meantime, keep my eye on the White House, because later today at 10:15 a.m. Eastern time, the president is participating in a photo with all of his U.S. attorneys. That is going to be closed to the media, though. So we'll wait for the photo to be sent out to the media, and we'll get it up on the screen once we get that. We're also keeping our eye as well on the intelligence briefing that's set to take place at 11 a.m. Eastern time. We'll go straight to it when that begins as well. I look forward to seeing what the president and his team have to say. And then at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, the president is participating in a policy meeting, and that is also closed to the press. So we'll keep an eye on a lot of things that are happening and keep you in the loop on those fronts. But a lot to dive into regarding Minnesota specifically. And I spent the bulk of my afternoon yesterday watching MSNBC, CNN, because that's where you're going to want to go when you have to sit here and kind of sift through the nonsense. They are intentionally trying to spew hate in this country, yes. So are Democrats, obviously. They've been trying to do this for quite some time now. But this is the problem, right? We have an agency, ICE, that has thousands of interactions with the public. They find one that's stirred up by their own, and they just use it. This is the opportunity they've been waiting on. Now they're calling for ICE to no longer go into big cities and take down rapists and murderers and ship them out of our country. Well, obviously, the Trump administration shouldn't let up. But I'm actually kind of annoyed that we don't do enough to stop these people. They don't have a right. They don't have a right to go out in our streets, get violent, get crazy, and do whatever the heck they want. And we need to make this very, very clear. That's not protest. And it just so happens this all happens on what, the day after the five-year anniversary of January 6th, which the left continues to call one of the worst days in American history, which the left continues to justify Ashley Babbitt's shooting, by the way. Ashley Babbitt being murdered. For what? Take an unauthorized tour of the Capitol? Again, I'm going to dive into all of this, but it's absolutely disgusting what's going on right now in the media. And they're hoping you're just as dumb as they are. Democrats really not letting up. And they're calling for war. They're calling for war. So while those on the left continue to do just that, we've got a whole show to pack to kind of sift through. But buckle up. More to discuss in a bit. In the meantime, though, make sure you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because, well, for a few more hours, and when I say a few, I mean a few, you're going to get the Atomic Defense for free, potentially, if you buy a supplement, though. It's also 47% off site-wide as well. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. And make sure you stock up. When you support us at the shop, you're also keeping us up and running. We greatly appreciate you for doing that. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
American Journal. Good morning, everyone. It was a bit of a chaotic afternoon yesterday, as you guys saw. Democrats doing what they do best, which means stirring up tensions throughout this country and taking advantage of a really bad situation, but a situation that this young woman got herself into. We're going to dive into the shooting that took place in Minneapolis in just a bit. That's the big one that everyone's talking about. And of course, Democrats, because they were looking for a distraction, they're looking for a justification for going after ICE. Remember, when J6 happened, they're like, oh, Capitol Police, we love them. Bow down to Capitol Police. But now they no longer respect law enforcement. They're actually going after those who are trying to enforce the law. Go figure. What we saw happen yesterday in Minneapolis was actually really sad. My first gut reaction when I was watching the video was just pure sadness for the woman in the car. Not because I don't blame her for her actions. I do blame her for her actions, but I feel bad for her family. I feel bad for her family. I feel bad for her son that she just left behind. And this was all avoidable. We're going to dive into that throughout the show today. But most importantly, Gary Bregman is going to be joining the program today. And I've known Gary for several years. He is a former Border Patrol agent. If Gary's name sounds familiar, that's probably because you may remember his story. You see, Gary was sentenced to 2 years in prison because they say he violated the rights of civil rights of an illegal. And they put him in prison for 2 years. Now, he was pardoned by President Donald J. Trump. And so we're going to get his reaction to what we saw unravel yesterday, because he's got a lot to say. And it's important to know, obviously, these officers, these agents can't speak out on their own behalf, but they're being targeted every day. We talk about this all the time. I mean, all they're trying to do is deport rapists, murderers, people who shouldn't be in this country, who broke our laws. And the left doesn't want them doing that. They have now used this. They're going to use this. And they're intentionally, I was just looking on X. I laughed because it's so bad. But they're taking images. When we have videos available that show us what actually took place, they are taking still images that depict their own left-wing terrorists as the victims, and they're perpetrating that online. And this is why it's so important to have things like X. Because if you watch the corporate media, you may think, oh, this is bad. This is bad. But again, we're going to dive into this, but I'm so infuriated. I want to keep driving this point home. The officer, the agent who shot at the woman yesterday, keep this in mind. Back in June, he was hit by another left-wing terrorist who dragged him down the street. So he has every right to fear for his life. You have no idea what kind of trauma that man's been through. And he's again hit by another car. Again, by a woman who is politically motivated to stop these officers from doing their jobs. That's what's going on right now in Minnesota. And Democrats don't even give a damn about these agents. She did this to herself. No one else to blame but herself. No one else to blame but herself. We'll dive into her background a little bit because, of course, she's a lefty. We'll also dive into the other white liberal women who are jumping on board and admitting that they too do this. And now they're afraid for their lives. It's absurd. We're also learning more, obviously, about the Somalian fraud that's going on that they want you to look away from. They don't want you talking about it now. So they're going to use this woman, this shooting, as a pivot, as a distraction. But you're smart enough to know that this is a distraction. You're smart enough to look at multiple angles, see what happened that day, see this woman being given orders. You hear it in the audio, and she decides not to do it. But don't take my word for this. We have multiple angles. We have the videos. Take a look at clip one. No! No! Oh my God! What the fuck? What the fuck? You just what the fuck did you do? You are criminals! You're criminals! What the fuck? What the fuck? You are insane!
What did you do? What did you do?
You! Shame! Shame!
Hey,
shame! 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 The only shame here is the terrorist decided to use his car as a blockage to prevent law enforcement from doing their jobs. You see, when you put yourself in this situation, things like this are possibly going to happen. When you use your vehicle as a weapon and you try to plow into an agent that is clearly telling you to stop, has his weapon clearly in vision, in your vision, and then you hit him with your car, you can't sit there and get angry. Yes, okay, do I understand? Maybe she panicked. Maybe she panicked, but she put herself in this position, folks. You and I wouldn't be in this position. You know why? Because we're not morons. This is low IQ activity. When you sit there and you go after law enforcement agents and you stop them from doing your job, and like DHS accused her of, they're accusing this woman of going out there and stalking these agents. Now, it's very, very clear that the victim, or if you want to call her a victim, I guess I shouldn't call her a victim because she's a victim of her own stupidity. But man, does my heart break for her son. Because according to Colin Rugg, who put this report out, apparently she has a son and her son recently lost his father as well. So now he has no parents because she's engaged in stupid behavior like this. And your heart breaks for the kid. The kid did nothing wrong. There's other quotes that are circulating online about her mother saying she died in a stupid way. Again, she only has herself to blame for this. And then apparently she's a lesbian now, so she has a wife, according to the reports that I've seen circulating online. And her wife is out there, the one who's getting angry. At what point do you realize you've crossed the line? At what point? I don't blame law enforcement for any of this. I don't. Because they're going out there and they're trying their best to take criminals off the streets. And if you don't understand that, if you don't understand, you don't see the fact that we have allowed rapists, child predators, we've allowed murderers into our country, and we need to get them out of this country because we are all unsafe, then I don't know if I want to share a country with you at all. This is some low IQ activity to be going after law enforcement agencies, and to be sitting there and putting yourself at risk. You have no idea what they're doing. You have absolutely no idea. You know, things like this don't happen if you just mind your business. If you stop stalking agents. See, every single day, these agents, their lives are at risk. The officer who was hit with her car, it's not the first time he was hit with the car. According to Kristi Noem, the DHS secretary, she said specifically yesterday, then listen clear. She said specifically in clip two that this officer, this agent, he was plowed with a car just a couple of months ago, I believe she said back in June, and was dragged by this vehicle by another left-wing terrorist. Take a listen to clip two.
At 10:25 a.m. Central Time, Immigration and Customs Enforcement were carrying out lawful operations here in Minneapolis. Because of the adverse weather that Minneapolis has seen in recent snow, one of the vehicles became stuck and ensnared in the snow. Law enforcement were attempting to push out this vehicle. And when a mob of agitators that were harassing them all day began blocking them in, shouting at them, and impeding law enforcement operations. ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands. She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle, and she attempted to run a law enforcement officer over. This appears as an attempt to kill or to cause bodily harm to agents, an act of domestic terrorism. The ICE officer, fearing for his life and the other officers around him and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training to save his own life and that of his colleagues. He was treated at a local hospital, has been released, and is now with family. I encourage the American people at this point in time to pray for him, but also to pray for the deceased's family and her loved ones. Today alone in this country, there have been 4 different domestic terrorist attacks on federal officers by the ramming of vehicles. 3 of them happened here in Minneapolis. We've seen over 100 of these vehicle rammings happen in just recent weeks, and this must stop. ICE alone is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats against all of them. In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June.
Oh, so he should just have to deal with this. You know, there's Democrats, we'll play in a little bit, who are calling for him to be charged with murder. Charged with murder. These are the same Democrats, by the way, that decided to praise Michael Byrd for shooting Ashley Babbitt, an unarmed woman, taking an unauthorized tour of the Capitol on January 6th. They wanted to give them all of the awards in the world for what they did to her. These are 2 completely separate instances, but the justification that they use, they don't want to extend it over to this case, right? Ashley Babbitt, what did she do? She walked into a Capitol, unauthorized, wasn't allowed to be there. This woman, now Renee Good, decided to use her vehicle to plow into DHS agents. And they're upset because the DHS agent opened fire on her. Yeah, guess what happens? Guess what happens? When you use your car as a weapon and you try to run over federal agents and there's a gun pointed at you, they have every right to defend themselves. And the left loves to do this, right? They praise all of those Capitol officers that day, which were incompetent, out of shape, couldn't handle their jobs, couldn't handle their task. They're glorified mall cops at best. But now we have a real incident. And as you just heard Noam detail to you, this was what, the 3rd car ramming? There was 4 total in the day, 3rd in Minneapolis. Why do you think that is? See, this is the problem. I've told you guys before, I have the Ring doorbell app. I'm watching my Ring app from Florida and where I used to live. Guess what? We're getting updates nonstop about how they are putting out there on the internet wherever ICE is. We have far left-wing terrorists in this country who are trying their very best to get these agents killed. Now, they didn't do under Barack Obama, who was the deporter in chief. No. It was okay when Barack Obama decided to round up these illegals and ship them out. They didn't care then. But because Orange Man bad, all of a sudden now they're all activists. And it's very likely that in the middle of the day, a woman who's being accused of stalking these agents, it's very, very likely that she was a paid agitator, that she's not someone who was organically out there just doing this because she just wanted to. Again, my opinion, but the reality of it is it's really looking bad. She's stalking federal agents, stalking them. When is enough enough? When is enough enough? And here's the thing. We have a lot of people who are claiming to have witnessed the aftermath, and they're giving their perspective on it, but they're trying their best to tone things down. And thank God we have Twitter, right? Thank God we have a fair shake at this. You could watch the raw footage of what happened during all of this from different angles. Depending upon which angle the outlet you're watching wants to show you, you get 2 different narratives. And it's very clear that the officer was hit by her car. Folks, I'll never find myself in this situation. You know why? Because I'm not a moron. You won't find yourself in this situation. You know why? Because you're not a moron. If a police officer tells me to move my car and they're surrounding my car, I'm actually just probably going to get out. I'm definitely not pulling forward where this officer is standing right there. You did this to yourself. You tried to block their vehicles. You are the threat. And if you see it any other way, I'm sorry. I just don't want you in our country anymore. I don't want to share a country with these people. This is common sense. And if we can't understand common sense, and if we cannot take responsibility for our own actions, then what the heck are we doing? I'm not here to debate this. There's no debate in any of this. There's no debate. There's whether you see what actually took place there, the authentic videos, you're watching all angles, you're seeing that she actually does make contact with that agent, that she decides, because you're looking straight ahead, obviously, to plow into someone standing right in front of you. She hits him, and guess what? He had to go to the hospital. Again, because again, second left-wing terrorist who's hit him with a car. I'm not going to sit here and tell ICE how to do their job. You know why I'm not going to do that? Because guess what? I'm not an agent. I've never been a law enforcement officer. I'm not one of those people that watches replay after replay after replay. And then watching all these replays, I come up to you and I say, oh, I could do a better job. Let me tell you how I should have handled a situation. You have a couple of seconds to react to a situation like this, and it could cost you your life. So my empathy is with this woman's family, her son who now just lost both of his parents, and the agent now who has to deal with the fact that, yes, regardless of how you feel about the situation, it is always devastating to take someone's life. But it would have been his life if she would have gone her way. And I bet you that a single one of these left-wing terrorists would have cried. In fact, we know they wouldn't have cried because when Charlie Kirk was shot in the throat, they cheered it on. They had no problem watching Charlie Kirk die on television. They cheered for it because they didn't like him. If that ICE agent would have died there, they would have done the same damn thing. And no, we're not going to sit here and pretend that these are empathetic people. These people are miserable. They hate this country. They have declared war on the federal government. It'd be one thing if the federal government was actually doing something that justified those actions. But the only obligation your federal government has is to protect the mainland. And they are trying to do that. And they are being prevented by the enemy. Left-wing terrorists. And I do blame the administration for this. I do. By the way, how does a bullet go through the front of a windshield if she's not directly hitting him with the vehicle as she's going forward? It's a clean shot. Now they want to talk about violence is bad. This is bad. But when Charlie Kirk was murdered by their very own, they all made really cute shirts out of it. They thought it was so freaking funny. We really live in a time where we're sharing a country with low IQ people who do not share our same beliefs. These are the same people when they're the victims of crimes. They want law enforcement to react. They want change. But when you and I have to deal with these issues, no. They don't care. This is all a test. If you're stupid enough to see these videos and then to detail what ICE, in your personal belief, did wrong, you are an idiot. You're an idiot. Don't engage in low IQ activity, and this won't be you. This won't be you. And again, 10 a.m. in the morning, what is she doing stalking ICE agents? Again, ask yourself that question. It was a Wednesday. The rest of us go to work. We work our asses off. We pay our taxes. We try to do our very best. And then people like this, what is she doing? Imagine your son lost his father and you're more concerned about going out there and going after ICE agents rather than being a good parent. None of this makes sense if you're a person who was raised right, who has good morals and has an IQ that is above 70. Now we're going to dive into, in just a little bit, the Democrats who are trying to use all of this as a deflection. And you're smart enough to understand that. You're smart enough to see Tim Walz is thrilled. Why is he thrilled? Well, because obviously he's being accused of participating in a massive, massive, potentially billion-dollar fraud scheme. And he's the one saying that we're going to war, talking about Democrats going to war with the federal government. Remember when January 6ers decided to walk into the Capitol for an unauthorized tour because they weren't happy with their government? You know, the building that we all funded our taxpayer dollars. We were called insurrectionists. I mean, I wasn't there that day, but they were called insurrectionists. But no. What you're seeing play out right now, those are people who are just concerned. And they could declare war on the federal government. They're even calling, oh, the Second Amendment. This is why they implemented the Second Amendment. They didn't implement the Second Amendment, put the Second Amendment in there for stupidity. Stupidity. We'll play those clips in a little bit because it's just so infuriating. They know exactly what they're doing. They are the ones with the mentally ill folks on their side. And so what they do is they keep poking them. And so they throw these words out there hoping that they're going to do something. And what you saw unravel today or yesterday was exactly what they were hoping for. No, ICE shouldn't let up. And like I've reported before, last year they doubled the amount of ICE agents. They're still going through training. So while the media tells you, oh, they hired all these ICE agents who have not been trained properly, we're not talking about the ones that are on the streets right now. They're still going through training. I would actually just say F it. Let's triple the budget for ICE. I'm not one who normally advocates for growing the government. But guess what? The government has one obligation and one obligation only, to protect the American people, protect the mainland. And if you are trying your best to impede on that, well, we need to drag you off to prison. And then if things get really, really bad, go after the groups who are bailing them out. I don't know why we keep talking about it. It's not like we don't know what's going on here. These aren't people who are trying to exercise their rights. These aren't people who are just trying to fight back on a rogue government. These are people who are trying their best to keep violent criminals in this country. People who have broken the law. Whether you deem breaking the law for coming into the United States illegally as a crime or not, that's not up for your interpretation. That is the law. They have broken the law if they are here legally. There's no way to look at this other than go after the criminals. We're going to dive into that. Also, I'm going to keep talking about how white women are absolutely ridiculous. These liberal white women. It's so infuriating listening to them talk because, you know, we joke all the time about the 19th Amendment. Obviously, I don't think it's ever going to be repealed, but heck, these women are really making a bad argument. If you're a female in this country and you like your right to vote, well, these women are the ones who are really just giving the opposition all the argument they need to push back on that. I've got a bunch of clips we're going to play for you there. And it's just so infuriating. And also the liberal men that are out there in the streets right now, infuriated about what happened in Minnesota. Well, let me tell you something, folks. There's something in the water over there because these are low-T men. We'll play you some clips because they're actually going after Nick Sorter now. So a lot more to discuss in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. If you want to support the great work we do here at InfoWars, you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and stock up. It's buy one. I guess if you buy one supplement, you're going to get the Atomic Defense for free or the Sheila J. Gummies as well. So head on over to the shop and make sure you do that at thealexjonesstore.com. More on the way.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
They looked at sleep deprivation with creatine supplementation. And so they randomized people to either drink a placebo drink or drink 20 grams of creatine through the night. And they kept them awake all night, and they had them do brain puzzle quizzes. And when the subjects were getting the 20 grams of creatine, they did way better on the brain puzzles, but they also complained about being tired a lot less. And so the conclusion is creatine is somehow acutely preventing your brain from suffering during sleep deprivation. And the rationale there is, you know, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell, or the power plant that's producing the energy. Creatine is like the power grid, and it distributes that energy throughout the cell. And so if the purpose of sleep is to restore the energy that you used up, but then you intervene by putting creatine in there, now you can keep that energy going, and you can go more hours before you need to get rest and restore that energy because you've increased your capacity to distribute it.
That makes sense. Used to be people only thought of creatine as being a muscle thing to help you recover. But then over the last year or two, I started hearing talking about cognitive function.
There is some literature on traumatic brain injury where 20 grams of creatine for 6 months doubles the rate of healing.
Whoa. That's incredible.
But it's, yeah, just creatine, I called it more than a performance enhancer, because there's, if you just look at where it's distributed in the body, almost every cell and every tissue has the creatine system. And if you look at the literature, they'll say, well, it's more important in certain cells. Like, it's really important in your muscles because your muscles have this very polarized, sometimes they're at rest, sometimes their energy demand is going through the roof. And it's really important in like long cells. So for example, your retina is part of your central nervous system. And it's this really long cell that's coming from the brain into the eye, and creatine helps move energy back and forth. But if you just look at where, instead of where is it most important, you just like, where is it? It's like almost every cell in your body has creatine. And it's helping distribute the energy that the mitochondria make throughout your whole body. And that includes pumping stomach acid. It includes sperm swimming up the vaginal canal. And so if you just look at where it is, you would think that creatine would help a lot more than muscles. And I think creatine is really important because it's not in the mitochondria so much as it carries forth the mitochondrial energy of the rest of the cell, but that also feeds back in the repair functions for the mitochondria. And so I think creatine, optimizing your creatine status, is super important. And I think that everyone who's not eating 1 or 2 pounds of meat per day should probably be taking creatine.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for not stalking ICE agents and trying to provoke them and trying to block them from making arrests. That's the reason why you guys are watching today. No, but seriously, folks, we're going to keep diving into this. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous what we see playing out right now. We have low intelligent human beings going out there and pretending like what you saw unravel yesterday in Minneapolis was a woman who's now the victim of ICE. No, seriously, they're saying that she was murdered after she decided to use her vehicle as a weapon, which she did. We could see from multiple angles that she used her car to plow into an agent that was in front of her car. She used her car originally to block them, by the way. When you watch the whole footage all the way through, you see that she actually does do it. And then you can see that there's someone who's recording her because they like this. They think this is cool. It's good footage. So obviously, you have to wonder who's recording this. Well, there are several reports that said her wife was outside of the vehicle. Again, they're not really talking. I'm sure they probably think they have a lawsuit here. But look, they are the ones who are stopping these federal agents from doing their job. They're using their car as a weapon, as a weapon. You see, when you do stupid things happen to you. Me, would this happen to me? No, because I don't do dumb things. Would it happen to you? No, because you don't do dumb things. See, listen, I'm not an advocate for growing the federal government, but I am an advocate for the government protecting the people. That is their only obligation to do just that. And they're trying to do that. And these left-wing terrorists are coming for them. Time and time again, we hear about how they are trying to intentionally target them. This woman is accused of stalking these agents. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. If you're sitting here and you're watching that video and you're saying that the ICE agents were wrong, you are a very low intelligence human being. And I can't share this country with you. That's the point where I'm at right now. That's the point where I'm at. You know, I was sitting, and this was a few months ago, I was on Tim Pool's show, and, you know, Tim was talking about Democrats, their voters, just being people that we had nothing in common with, that they're terrorists. And I'm like, not all of them hate this country. But I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be optimistic. It's not the case, folks. We have a bunch of people who hate this country. We have a bunch of people who hate this country. And we can't just sit here and keep dancing around it. I want to be optimistic. I want to believe that there's some level-headedness across the aisle, but there isn't. There isn't. I'm going to listen to clip three because a woman who claims that she saw the aftermath of the shooting is giving her detailed statement to the media. Take a listen.
There was an ICE convoy that seemed to be stuck. And then there was a protester who was blocking traffic so they couldn't progress. She was totally peaceful. And ICE, it seemed completely unorganized. They didn't really know what they were doing. They were screaming at her to move, move, move. And then they approached her vehicle aggressively and tried to open her door. And then that's when she got spooked and she reversed her vehicle to turn her wheels to try to escape. And that's when an ICE agent stepped in front of her vehicle and said, stop. And then, I mean, she was already moving, and then point blank shot her through her windshield in the face.
I can't imagine what it was to see that, Emily. The way that you are laying this out, though, I just want to repeat and make sure that I'm clear, and please correct me if I say anything wrong. You're saying that what you saw was disorganized ICE, but then when they tried to get her to stop, she got spooked. She reversed her car to turn her wheels to get away, and that was when the officer stepped in front.
They were telling her to leave. They were telling her to move. And then all of a sudden they were trying to get her. So they were telling her to move. And then in a split second, they were saying they were trying to get her out of the car. So it was like, yeah. She was trying to move. Once they were trying to get in her car, she was, of course she wanted to leave at that point. They were extremely aggressive.
She would have been scared, obviously.
Obviously, she would have been scared. No, you know, he's probably scared of the ICE agents who are being targeted constantly. The ICE agent who was hit back in June by a car and dragged, he's probably scared. And you like how she gives you the details as to what happened, but she's trying her best to shift the blame from the woman who was using her car as a weapon to the agent. She was scared. She's scared. She's scared. You see, she asked for a problem because they weren't going to give it to her. They weren't going to give it to her. She had nothing to do with what they were doing. She decided to inject herself like so many white liberal women do. And as a result of all of that, well, she found herself being potentially yanked out of a car. Yes, they're telling her to move her car, but then they're like, no, 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 just get out of your car. Get out of your car. Probably because the agent who's talking to her realizes that there's an agent right there and doesn't want to see him get plowed. Low IQ activity. These people are responsible for doing this themselves. He is hit with the car. The other angle, you see him get hit. She did this to herself. There's no other way to look at this. And they downplay everything. And you heard the woman on CNN, and they don't even push back a little bit. Like, oh, well, there was something that stopped those officers, those agents, from being able to drive down the road. But what stopped them? Ah, a far left-wing terrorist. A far left-wing terrorist stopped them. She used her car to stop them and then decided to use her car as a weapon. Did she intentionally use it as a weapon? I don't know. Again, low IQ human. But when you put yourself at risk, guess what happens? Guess what happens? Stupid things happen to stupid people. And again, it's sad. It's very sad. Because you know what? Now her son, according to Colin Rugg, she has a son who lost his father back in 2023. Well, now her son just lost their mother. Did it have to happen? No, it didn't. You know why? Because if she was doing the right thing that day, guess what? She wouldn't have been in this situation. Absolutely devastating. Didn't have to happen, but it happened. It happened because she allowed it to happen, because she wanted to go after ICE, because she was allegedly stalking ICE agents. And again, these are all just reports being thrown out there. There's an investigation obviously going on, so we'll have to wait for all the information to come out there. But I'm going based on what my opinion is, based on the view that you see here from all of the footage, based on the fact that the bullet hole is straight through the windshield, clean shot, if you're directly in front of a car that's moving towards you. But the facts don't matter because Democrats have just decided they have now found their deflection. Tim Walz, someone who's obviously another low IQ human being, well, he is using this moment to go after the federal government. He's in fact declaring war, which is laughable given the fact that he's an out of shape older man who is incapable of even probably really putting up a fist and being able to physically fight an altercation. But he wants you to know that we're at war right now with the federal government, which if you are a left-wing deranged terrorist, like so many of them are, this is going to incite you to commit acts of violence like they keep doing, like they tried to do to those Dallas ICE agents. Remember when they sat there, that one terrorist was on a rooftop and tried shooting down? He was another low IQ individual and sadly ended up killing migrants because he's too stupid to understand what's actually happening here. But Tim Walz is ready to tell you all that we're at war with the federal government. Take a listen to clip four.
Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government. I think in this case that the National Guard is their main mission. They have a dual mission. I don't know what to tell you, and I don't quite know how to respond to the question other than my primary responsibility as governor is the protection of the people of Minnesota. And you can be assured whether it's the State Patrol or whether it's the National Guard, their deployment is there to protect Minnesotans from whatever it is. If it's an act of nature, if it's a global pandemic, or in this case, if it is a rogue federal agent. I don't know at this time, and I want to be very careful.
A rogue federal agent. Folks, I've had enough of these people. They are to blame for their own stupidity. And they will not take that as the answer. The fact that they are sitting here right now and saying we are at war with the federal government, what do you think that means? You see, they are very selective with the words that they use because they know that the words that they use are powerful. They know the words that they use are the words that are going to incite those who are crazy to go out there and commit acts of violence. And when they do, they never take credit for it. They never say, that's our guy. I lack empathy for these people. Why? Well, because they did this to themselves. Can you imagine Tim Walz fighting in war? We've never imagined a time where we're going to be at war with our federal government. What does that mean? See, this is the problem. You guys have me defending the government. I don't ever want to defend the government, but here I am having to defend the government. Because why? Because these people are so stupid. And they're hoping you're just as dumb as they are so they can keep ramping this up and keep using crazy rhetoric. But they're hoping you're going to buy this nonsense. And it's not just Tim Walz, it's other Democrats. Because in clip five, you're going to hear a bunch of them go out there and intentionally try to incite their followers to commit acts of violence. Take a listen.
Yeah, I mean, ICE has been carrying out state-sanctioned violence in our communities. We have seen them terrorize so many of citizens in the 5th District and across Minnesota. And that has tragically led to this murder that we all watched on TV. And so it is not helpful for us to have ICE agents unlawfully just carrying out these ridiculous raids that are not resulting in any sort of arrests, that have no explanation of why they are there. They are disturbing peaceful communities that are just trying to live out their lives. And I join our mayor and our senator in asking them to get the heck out of our city.
Invading our cities, using excessive force, lawlessly, with new agents, without proper training. And sadly, this was not unexpected, but it is egregious. It was an outright murder. And the fact that the administration is trying to defend the ICE officer when everyone can see with their own eyes that that car was trying to get away because it still turned away from the officer after she was shot in the head. So the fact that they are arguing that somehow this is domestic terrorism, much less an attack on ICE, is preposterous. This officer not only needs to be fired and suspended, but based on the video, he needs to be charged with murder.
There's little I can say, again, that'll make this situation better, but I do have a message for our community, for our city, and I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis.
Oh, tough guy. Real tough guy. That's the same guy who was crying like a little you-know-what at the casket, the gold casket of George Floyd. Remember that? Crying like a little bitch. And now, what is he doing? Well, trying to sound tough. Get ICE out. Get ICE out. There's nothing more disturbing than watching a man cry like this, especially with a face mask on. He's just so moved. George Floyd, who overdosed on fentanyl. And he's crying. He's so upset. Ilhan Omar calling the shooting yesterday murder. What a joke that woman is. What a joke. Bigger joke, though, how the administration hasn't denaturalized her and shipped her out of the country because we don't need her here. She lied to get in here. They have all the evidence they need and they haven't acted. So this is their own fault. This is their own fault. Omar also saying that ICE is conducting unlawful raids. Unlawful? See, why do foreigners come to our country and get to lecture us about our laws? Why do we allow that? Why do we tolerate that? Individuals who come from failed countries who were unable for hundreds of years to build up a functioning government get to come into our country. And instead of being thankful, saying it's a blessing to be here, to study and to learn how a functioning society is created, and then maybe bringing it back to your native country to teach them how to do just that. No, no, no. They come here and they lecture us like we need to change our ways because we're incompetent. No, no, no. We built an incredible country. Our ancestors built an incredible country. To come into our country, Ilhan Omar, and tell us what's lawful, unlawful, get out. Get out. There's no other way to look at this. There's no other way to look at this. Our laws are our laws. You came here. Don't tell us what we could deem as unlawful. She doesn't know the law. She has no idea what she's talking about. No idea what she's talking about. We're being lectured by people who, number one, are not very intelligent. And number two, well, they shouldn't be here in the first place. You see, I've had enough of this. And here we go with a little bit of a spicy take here. I know a lot of people get angry. And when I joke on X and say, just repeal the 19th, I constantly get private messages from women like, Brianna, don't say that because there are people who really want to do that. Well, to me, it doesn't matter because my voice is still heard. My vote is still casted. Because why? Well, because I obviously vote with the sane people. And those people wouldn't lose their right to vote. So I'm fine with that. But man, oh man, it's really hard to defend it when you have all of these white liberal women going out there right now and they are trying their best to advocate for stupidity. Stupidity. There's no defense here on any of this that you saw unravel yesterday in Minnesota. no defense. And yet they are still trying their best to come out there and pretend like that woman somehow, some way was in the right. She wasn't in the right. She wasn't. And I'm not going to entertain the debate. We're not going to go back and forth. We're not going to talk about it with people that disagree with it. Because if you disagree with it, you're just not intelligent. And I just don't want to be around you. This isn't a political dispute. This is someone, or these are some people who are just not intelligent enough to understand basic, basic things. Like, don't go after and stalk federal agents, which allegedly she was doing, according to Kristi Noem. Don't go out there and block their vehicles. Because every day, they don't know who's coming out of that car. What if it's three individuals who have guns on them and just start opening fire? Of course, these agents have to jump out of the car and get this woman out of the vehicle. They have no idea who's in that car. You had no idea who was in that car. But it gets worse. Okay, so let's go over how white liberal women are absolute garbage. In clip six, we have a couple of videos, a couple of clips. There was too many of them, and it was just too early in the morning for me to grab more because I just can't deal with them. I don't want to hear them. I don't even want to share country with these people, but we have to, apparently. But in clip six, these white liberal women are fired up. They're so upset with what they saw unravel that day. Take a listen.
So ICE just murdered an innocent civilian bystander today. So that's where we're at in this country. If you don't like where we're at in this country, please, I invite you to bed rot with me. On January 20th, we are going to just not do any of our responsibilities at all and see how this country fares. Because if you're a woman, you know how much we actually run. And I'm sick and tired of propping up a fascist regime that has no problem murdering me. And they better count their blessings. We're just bed rotting for a fucking day. Because the Second Amendment exists for this reason.
All right, you guys, I just watched the video of the woman in Minneapolis. Don't go watch it, okay? If you don't think you can handle it. It is the most frightening thing I have seen in a long time. This woman was driving away in her car and they put their weapon in there and hit her in the face multiple times. This is not right. This was not self-defense. This was an execution. I am shocked because only a few weeks ago, I was driving around this town that I live in Charlotte, doing very similar things, looking for ICE agents, trying to prevent them from kidnapping people off the street. And there was a lot of other people out there doing that on a daily basis, as is our right to drive around the streets of our city.
No, it's not, you dumb.
It's frightening right now. Please be peaceful in your protests and don't give them any excuse because doesn't look like they need any right now.
Don't give them
any excuse. I cannot believe that they just took this woman's life, a U.S. citizen, for no reason.
A U.S. citizen. What if she was an illegal? It's not even worth the argument there. But she too, just so you know, was also participating in Charlotte in low IQ activity because it's her right to go out there and stalk federal agents and then try to block them off from doing their jobs. Yeah, it's her right. No, it's not. No, it's not. And I love how the first woman joined me in protest. Let's do bed rot together. Isn't that what you all do? Is that the reason why you're stalking federal agents at 10 in the morning? Because you actually don't do anything? Women, let's bond together. Let's not do anything. Men can't survive without us. Actually, men kind of built this country, lady. Remember? You see, this is the level of stupidity that they hope you're all on with them. As you heard the second woman in the video say, if you haven't seen the video, it's really bad. Don't look. Don't look. She's telling you don't look because she's hoping you don't actually look to see the obvious. The obvious. Go with my narrative. Just trust my perspective. My perspective and my perspective only. Don't look for yourself. Don't look to see that this woman was intentionally using her car to block federal agents and then use her car as a weapon. Don't look at this video. It's so bad. No, I would actually say that every American should watch this video. Why? Because maybe it will stop you from doing stupid things. Stupid things. Don't do dumb things, and dumb things don't happen to you. And I love this one too. We're gonna play clip 7 for you because this woman in this video is detailing what she saw, and she almost lets it slip. I think she was gonna say the word paid. Take a look.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely, yeah. Okay. That was her goal.
That was her goal. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. You've won a prize. Again, we don't wish any of this on people, but folks, when you do stupid things, things like this happen to you, and she controlled her own destiny there. And as you just heard, she was very successful at stopping ICE agents from doing their jobs. Well, thankfully, that ICE agent didn't die that day. Because not a single one of them would have cared if he would have died that day. Not a single one of them. They don't care. Now, whether or not they're paid, we don't know quite yet. I'm sure we'll learn more as it all continues to unravel. But folks, it's getting really, really bad. Like really, really bad. And we're going to play a couple more clips. Let's play clip 8, because Nick Sorter is getting confronted by liberal men. And liberal men, there must be something in the water over there, because they are just giving off the wrong beta vibes. Take a look.
Get the fuck out of here right now!
See, that's what I'm saying. It's a bunch of...
They killed my fucking neighbor! Who the fuck are these Nazis?
You guys are losers.
I'm trying
to agitate people. You're agitating.
Some agitators over here! Get the fuck out of my city! What the fuck is wrong with you? Somebody die!
Go to your car so we can take a picture of your plate!
Now it gets even worse because obviously these men, they're so-called men. When they're yelling at Nick Sorter, they actually don't even sound like men. And if you're wondering what the atmosphere is like over in Minneapolis, too, you know, Nick yesterday tried to call law enforcement to ask for their help. And he posted this clip, clip 9 we're going to play for you, as to what the response was when he tried to get police involved.
The location that they can access, they can assist you.
Okay, so they're not coming to this location, correct? I have to go and find them myself.
You're not going to answer my question. Are you going to go to a different location?
I mean, I'm being chased down the road. What do you want from me? I have to go. What location do I need to go to?
You're going to have to go to a different location if you'd like to be... Okay, I'm going to disconnect.
What location do I have to go to?
Protecting and serving the people of Minneapolis. Poor Nick. Yeah, there's a whole level of stupidity out there right now. And, of course, the lefties who are obviously pushing it. There's something in the water over there in Minneapolis. Don't drink the water. It'll make you stupid. All right, folks, in the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now, because we've got a lot going on over there right now. As I told you, when you buy a supplement, you're going to get Atomic Defense or Shilajit Gummies for free. Got a couple more hours in that sale. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.